SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, farmers urge to gear up to increase production of small ruminants. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us.
For men and women.
Equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs and Dispute Resolution Foundation, paid for by the UN Women Fund for Gender Equality.
The nation's farmers are being urged to get themselves ready to further the government's thrust to import less goat meat by significantly increasing the rearing of small ruminants.
We're self-sufficient in pork and poultry, but we import a lot of mutton. We eat a lot of curry goat, but some 80% of that goat meat is imported into this country. We want to change that, and that is why we are seeking to improve our program for small ruminants.
Agriculture and Fisheries Minister Roger Clark. He says a small ruminant production 4-year project is being undertaken by the ministry's livestock unit at Bodles as part of efforts to expand the rearing of goat and sheep. The project's focus is to provide improved genetics of goat and sheep for breeding and expand the government's nucleus of herds for distribution to farmers on satellite farms. Ensuring satisfactory water supply and sanitation services by strengthening the systems for storage, treatment, and distribution of water are all part of Vision 2030. Vision 2030 is the island's first long-term national development plan geared at transforming Jamaica to developed country status within 17 years. To find out more about Vision 2030 and the progress being made, go to vision2030.gov.jm. And here is our glimpse of Jamaica.
When it was Christmas time, we used to fire what we call firecrackers. When one person still here and burst the crackers, bye! Then you would hear one from next door answering us, bye! And then you would hear with the big bomb also, boom! I used to store up the firecrackers that did that burst. So in the morning, I would get up, take all the thing out of it, throw it on a stone, put a stone on top of it, and then put my foot on top of it. And then use your foot to burst it. Bye! I kind of get tired of doing it that way. So one morning I said to myself, let me try the fire time. There was no fire, but I see a little beady spark of fire. So I put the firecracker beside it and I blew and I burst right up in the face of me. Bye! My name is Oliver Jackson and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrew, Lawrence Tavern.
Remember, you too can share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm. And that's it for today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.